You are listening to listen.directcolors.com podcast episode 8. I'm Amy Nolan, and today we're getting tips on converting patios into indoor living spaces from Direct Colors General Manager Shauna Turner. Let's get started. Hey everybody, Amy Nolan here. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. Many homeowners would like to convert their existing outdoor slabs into sunrooms and enclosed patios, but there are a few things to keep in mind about the concrete once the outdoor becomes indoor. Shauna Turner, General Manager at Direct Colors, is here with us today to talk more about patio conversions and what to look out for. Hi Shauna, how popular are enclosed patios and sunrooms generally?
Everyone wants more space in their home. Patios, especially in cold weather climates, can only be used for a few months out of the year, so it makes sense to convert those slabs into something that can be enjoyed year-round.
What issues do you see arising with existing slabs after they've been enclosed?
Outdoor concrete is usually finished with more texture than your typical indoor floor for safety reasons. Slabs can also have stamped or decorative finishes you wouldn't ordinarily find in a home. Depending on the age of the concrete, the patio might have deteriorated or weathered over the years as well. All these factors can make it more difficult to properly refinish the concrete to make it a more hospitable indoor living space.
What options does a homeowner have to address these floor problems?
Well, if the floor is in fact too rough or has an undesirable textured or stamped finish, it can be refinished using a concrete overlay. Concrete overlays are troweled on and provide a blank canvas for the homeowner to acid stain, intricately color, or do whatever they wish with the floor. Really, it's like starting over. I recently had a customer call me with a sunroom project, and the concrete had been finished using salt. What that means is rock salt was tossed on the surface and later washed out when the concrete was fully cured, leaving salt impressions on the surface. While that might be okay for a patio, it's definitely not okay for an indoor floor. Dirt is nearly impossible to clean out of the crevices and it can look quite unsightly over time. He elected to overlay and acid stain the floor to address the problem. No question he made the right choice. I would also clean, patch, and overlay damaged concrete for much the same reasons. There's no place in a home for flaking concrete.
And lastly, what are some of the advantages for a concrete floor in a sunroom or enclosed patio versus carpet squares or other flooring options?
Decorative concrete is an anything-goes kind of flooring. It's easy to clean and requires very little maintenance. You don't have to worry about water should flooding or heavy rains occur. Really, it's a peace of mind in a space that might be a little more prone to calamity than other rooms in the house. Check out our photo galleries at directcolors.com for sunroom project photos. I have a few favorites, but there's a great picture of a sunroom in the Shifting Sand project photo gallery that I really like. It was an entry to our end of summer Facebook photo contest a few years ago.
Thanks very much, Shauna, for spending time with us today. The listen.directcolors.com podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes are found at listen.directcolors.com. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow us on Twitter at Direct Colors and Facebook. All links are in the show notes. I'm Amy Nolan. Thanks for joining us.